Welcome to the Accenture MIT podcast series. Here's Daniel Jackson, professor of computer science at MIT.
We all complain about how tied we are to our computers, and how email in particular seems to suck up endless hours. But at the same time, most of us don't change our habits. Why is this? Is it because deep down, we believe that despite all our grumbling, these technologies are so useful and improve our productivity so much that a small price is worth paying? Or is the opposite true, that we're addicts, unable to escape from habits that we know are harming us? And what if the situation is even worse? Could it be that the damage is more serious and long-term than we realize, that the internet is making us stupid? Earlier this summer, a slew of articles appeared in the US press on this very topic. A technology writer called Nicholas Carr had just published a book called The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains, which paints quite a scary picture of how we're being dumbed down by computers and the internet. He'd actually written an article 2 years earlier in the Atlantic Monthly entitled Is Google Making Us Stupid?, in which he recounted his own feelings about becoming a more superficial thinker as he used technology more and more. And he argued that we're losing the ability to read anything really deep or substantial because of our overuse of computers. Anyway, it didn't seem to cause much of a stir then, but with the publication of Carr's book, there's been a lot of public discussion about these issues. The Wall Street Journal published an article by Carr saying the internet is making us dumber, and an article with an opposing viewpoint by Clay Shirky, whose book, Cognitive Surplus, Creativity and Generosity in a Connected Age, argues that, on the contrary, the internet is making us smarter because of the huge increase in the amount of publishing and dissemination it brings about. The New York Times ran a whole series called Your Brain on Computers. The opening article reported on a poll they'd conducted that found that about 30% of people under 45 said that devices like phones and computers made it harder for them to concentrate. And interestingly, only 10% of older people said the same thing. The next article in the series reported on a software engineer whose family life seemed to be falling apart because of his addiction to computers. He fell asleep every night with a laptop on his chest, went online as soon as he woke up in the morning, counted the seconds in his commute when his train went through a tunnel, breaking his network connection, and couldn't even hang out with his family on vacation without a video game at hand. Then there was an article about internet dependence, claiming that about 1 in 10 students are so wedded to their computers that they're suffering from a mental condition not that different from an eating disorder, making it hard for them to make friends and have a fun social life. Then an article on parents who never unplug, and how their children suffer from the lack of attention. It described a study done by Sherry Turkle, a colleague of mine at MIT, that found that children whose parents are always glued to their computers and phones develop feelings of jealousy and competition and hurt as they try in vain to get their parents to pay attention to them. In the next article, the writer accompanied a group of 5 neuroscientists who did an experiment on themselves. They took a vacation together, rafting on rivers in Utah, without their phones and computers. Some of them were skeptics about this whole issue, but it seems that all of them gradually became more relaxed and more reflective the longer they were away from their devices. And finally, a really fascinating article about how our brains create persistent memories. An experiment with rats found that when they have a new experience, they don't process it properly until they get a break from activity. According to some researchers, the same is true of humans. So if we fill our day with online activities and never take a break, we're missing opportunities to learn. Many people play games or go online while they're exercising, for example, and that probably undoes much of the cognitive benefit of the exercise. So what are we to make of all this? Are computers and the internet making us smarter or dumber? Do the devices we use so much of the time help us be productive and keep us stimulated? Or are they making us stressed and unrelaxed? Do social networking tools make us more connected to a larger world of friends and contacts? Or are they turning us into unsociable automata, with more shallow relationships and fewer truly happy times together. Do mobile devices allow us to make every minute useful and save us from wasted time, or are they preventing us from processing our experiences properly? In this podcast series, we're going to ponder some of these questions. We'll talk about multitasking, how we tend to do 10 things at once, and the impact this might be having on our productivity and stress. I'll explain how, due to something called neuroplasticity, we might actually be losing our ability to think deeply. We'll talk about hypertext and the effect that links have on comprehension. And finally, I'll share some ideas I have about how to make the most of technology without letting it get the better of you.
Copyright 2010, Daniel Jackson. Music copyright 2010, Chris Bremer from pianosociety.com.